We are up to Simin Shin Samach Ches, and we'll be doing the first two Sifim. Sif Aleph Irvu V'Chakach Niskalkel HaErev. They were Ma'arev, and then the Erev got destroyed. Uva Echad Mibnei HaChotzer Lachzol L'Takno. So one of the Bnei HaChotzer wants to go and redo the Erev. Imbola Arev Mimin HaRishon. If he wants to go and make the Erev again from the same Min. For example, they used wheat bread, and now he wants to do it again with wheat bread. That's all right. Afilu kola, even though there's nothing left of the original, ein sarach lohodia. He doesn't have to tell anybody. Vafilu ma'arav alei mishalehem. He can actually take their stuff and use it for an erev. We say that there's an umdina that they're nichalu. Dimbola arav iminacher. Now he wants to change to barley bread. Im kola harishon sarach lohodia lehem. If there's nothing left of the original, he has to tell them. Ima'arav mishalehem, so long as he's using theirs. Vimishalo, but what if he's donating it to them? He does not be modia them. Ein sarach lodiim klal. Vim lo kola harishon ela nismayet. If the first one did not completely disappear, there's still a little bit left. Aval bishamar mishalehem ein sarach lodiim, even if it's another min. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we're later going to see that what counts is that the Erev was good when Shabbos came in. Once the Erev was good when Shabbos came in, then for that Shabbos, even if there's nothing left, it's good. And for the Shabbos afterwards, as long as there's something left, it's good. It's only betchila that we have shiurim of how big an Erev has to be. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says we must be talking about a case where it was niskalkel before the first Shabbos. They collected an Erev, they said they made the bracha, they said Bahadei Neruva, and then it got destroyed before Shabbos came in. There you have these halachas that if someone wants to redo it for them, so if he's using his own bread, that's all right. And if he wants to use theirs, then the halacha is that if there's nothing left of the original and it's a different min, he has to let them know. Also, we're talking about houses that are open to two chatzeris, because if they're only open to one chatzer, we said that you can be ma'ar bal karchem anyway. Sif beis. Nitosu diorim b'chotzer. What happens if you get more people dwelling in this chotzer? Im abayis pasuach l'shtei chatzeres tzarech lohodiim. If the house is open to two chatzeres, they have to know. They have to be told. Mipnei she'ulayinim rotsim la'arav imelu. Because maybe they don't want to make an erev in this chotzer. They want to be ma'arav in the other chotzer. They have no chiv to be ma'arav in both, as long as they're going to have a way of carrying in the chotzer. So there you're going to have to let them know. Now, the reason why you can make an Erev for these people is with the din of Zachan Ladam Shlo B'Fanav. Whereas when it's open to two Chatzeris, because we don't know Bechlal that he wants to use this Chatzer altogether. Some say that if he's being Mezaka them with his own bread, then even in a case of a house that's Pasuch to Beis Chatzeris, he does not have to let them know. And some say the other way around, that this halacha is only talking about with his own. Whereas if he's using their bread, he always has to inform them, even if it's the same min, and even if there's some left.